Well, can you imagine? We're all the way up to chapter 17, getting close to the end of the book of Revelation when the blessed hope is revealed. Chapter 17, starting at verse 1. One of the seven angels who had poured out the seven bowls came over and spoke to me. "Come with me," he said, "and I will show you the judgment that is going to come on the great prostitute who sits on many waters. The rulers of the world had immoral relations with her, and the people who belong to this world have made drunk by the wine of her immorality." So the angel took me in the spirit into the wilderness, and there I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that had seven heads and ten horns, written all over with blasphemies against God. The woman wore purple and scarlet clothing, and beautiful jewelry made of gold and precious gems and pearls. She had in her hand a gold goblet, full of obscenities and impurities of her immorality. A mysterious name was written on her forehead, Babylon the Great, mother of all prostitutes and obscenities in the world. I could see that she was drunk with the blood of God's holy people, who were witnesses for Jesus. I stared at her completely. "Why are you so amazed?" the angel asked. "I will tell you the mystery of this woman and the beast with the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast you saw was alive, but isn't now. And yet he will soon come upon the bottomless pit and go to eternal destruction. And the people who belong to this world, whose names were not written in the book of life from before the world began, will be amazed at the reappearance of this beast who had died. And now understand this, the seven heads of the seven beasts represents the seven hills of the city where this woman rules. They also represent seven kings. Five kings have already fallen, the sixth now reigns, and the seventh is yet to come. But his reign will be brief. The scarlet beast that was alive then died is the eighth king, and he is like the other seven, and he too will go to his doom. His ten horns are ten kings who have not yet risen to power. They will be appointed to their kingdoms for one brief moment to reign with the beast. They will all agree to give their power and authority to him. Together they'll wage war against the Lamb, but the Lamb will defeat them because he is the Lord over all lords, King over all kings, and his people are called and chosen and are the faithful ones. And then the angel said to me, "The waters where the prostitute is sitting represents masses of people of every nation and language. The scarlet beast and his ten horns will represent ten kings who will reign with him. All hate the prostitute. They will strip her naked, eat her flesh, and burn her remains with fire. For God has put a plan into their minds, a plan that will carry out his purposes. They will mutually agree to give their authority to the scarlet beast. And so the words of God will be fulfilled, and this woman you saw in your vision represents the great city that rules over the kings of the earth." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of chapter 17 in the book of Revelation. Verses 1 and 2 tell us of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying, "Come, I will show you the judgments of the great harlot who sits on the many waters, and whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with wine of the fornication." And then in verse 5 it goes on to say, "And her forehead was written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, of all the abominations of the earth." So who is this whore of Babylon? And who is the mystery Babylon? Well, Revelation chapter 17, verse 3 gives this description. "Then the angel carried me away in the spirit into the desert, and there I saw a woman sitting on the scarlet beast that was covered with blaspheming names and had seven heads and ten horns." Well, Chapter 13, as we looked at earlier, referred to the Antichrist, the man of lawlessness, in 2 Thessalonians and Daniel 9. So who's the whore of Babylon? Whoever it is closely affiliated with the end times and the Antichrist. So let me just sum it up this way. Can the mystery of the whore of Babylon be solved? Yeah, at least partially. The whore of Babylon is an evil world system controlled by the Antichrist during the last days before Jesus' return. The whore of Babylon has a religious connotation, and this is what it is: spiritual adultery with the beast or the Antichrist being the focus of an ungodly end times religious system. Well, I hope and pray that you've been blessed and have an interest in the book of Revelation. It gives us an indication of things that are starting to go on now. Not all of it's happened, but I think the way I read the scriptures, the way I understand, I think the Lord will keep us out of the tribulation period. But that doesn't deny the fact that we need to know about it. So with that, we continue on, and we'll pick up on chapter 18 next week. May God bless you and all that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.